Ago at camp, we talked about worship and praise, the seven Hebrew words. I forget them all now. Maybe somebody remembers them. When I mention this in church, I have to consult Shelley because she remembers better than I do. But one of those things where it talks about praising the Lord, and it talks about reaching out or lifting our hands. I don't know what the Hebrew word is anymore. But there are two of those Hebrew words that refer to the lifting of our hands. And one of them talks about just giving God the glory, or hallelujah, or worshiping Him. The other one that the Bible teaches us is to lift up our hands in reception and receiving and taking. Lord, You're worthy. I praise and worship You. Lord, I want You. I need You. I take You. I receive from You. And we just sang a wonderful prayer. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Melt and mold and fill and use me. Lord, for Your name's sake, use me in college and in school. I remember back to Nathan's testimony of how the Lord wanted to and does use him there in his class and wants to give Nathan boldness to speak. And all of us, Lord, fill me, use me. And maybe we ought to receive that this morning. Not just sing it and pray it, but Lord, I want to receive that this morning. Now, I'm not giving commands as to what you should do with your hands, but I think mine are going to be up because I want to receive this morning. I want to receive against my need today. I want to receive the Spirit of the living God. And I believe the Lord is here. And I believe the Lord wants to use you and us, all of us. But how could I be used if I don't have anything to give? If I haven't received, how could I give? Freely you have received, Jesus said. Now freely give. Such as I have, give I unto you, Peter and John said. What do I have to give? Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. So if you'd like to, I'd encourage you to receive this morning. Now, lifting your hands doesn't bring the reception. It's also the attitude of our hearts. It's the openness of our souls. No, we can welcome the King of Glory into our hearts, into our lives this morning, to be filled with the Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God.
Breathe on me. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to save. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you've done for our sister, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for the touch that you've given her. And we believe, Lord, for full victory.
Yes.
Thank you that it's much better. But, Lord, we believe that you're able to finish the work that you've begun. Lord Jesus, she didn't come to camp for healing. She came for a vacation. But, Lord, she met you. You met her. You've touched her. And, Lord, you continue to finish that work and touch her completely. And others, Lord, others in need, others who we've been praying for. We remember Sister Edith again. Jesus, come. Come, Lord. Dear Lord, and just touch our sister Edith this morning, Lord. And all the others on that list, oh God, that we've been praying for. Come to Matthew McNally. Come to him, Lord. Come to all that are afflicted, all that look this way for prayer. We pray for them, Lord. We pray for your touch to be given. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if he dwell in you, will quicken your mortal body. Oh, Lord, let the quickening of the Holy Ghost be ministered to body, soul, and spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.